The 99%, they are back, and in a big way. This time they're taking aim at Bank of America.
The members of the so-called 99% Power Coalition, they organized this event.
Protesting the Bank of America's actions in regard to foreclosures, the bank's support of the coal industry.
They want Bank of America to cut principal payments on mortgages that are underwater.
Protesters facing foreclosure, marching outside of Bank of America. It's about a new policy that allows qualified homeowners to reduce their loans.
9th of May, thousands of people marched in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Bank of America's board meeting. Marchers were furious with activities of Bank of America, ranging from the foreclosures they got countrywide, to their greedy acceptance of a taxpayer-funded bailout, to their continuing financial support for mountaintop removal coal mining. The Charlotte police declared the protest an extraordinary event, supposedly granting them extraordinary powers, but were unable to keep marchers from taking over the streets. Only four people were arrested, even after protesters tried to storm the meeting. Here's what it sounded like at the intersection of 5th and College in Charlotte as protesters held the street over the objections of police. The police admitted a week or two ago they didn't want to reveal their tactics to organizers of the upcoming protests against the Democratic National Convention, also in Charlotte. Anyway, thousands were able to march all the way to the Bank of America Stadium. All the Bank of America stockholders had to wait behind police barricades and cops, just like delegates to the IMF and World Bank meetings. About 100 of those stockholders were small stockholders supporting distressed homeowners and or opposing Bank of America's coal investments. What things sounded like inside Bank of America's board meeting as one of the protesting stockholders, sick of foreclosures, opened up on them.
Bank of America profited on the foreclosure crisis it created. It's still rolling the dice on Detroit homeowners. It continues to kick families out of their homes. Today we're going to play our own game of Monopoly right here.
Here's what Bob Kincaid had to say about the garbage coming from Bank of America executives about their investments in filthy coal after coming out of the board meeting.
So I just came out of the shareholders meeting for Bank of America here in Charlotte, and I got up and I had a chance to correct a misstatement that Brian Moynihan, the CEO, had made. He alleged that America still gets half of its electricity from coal. Now it's below 40%. I also told him that less than 4% of that 40% is energy from mountaintop removal, that we could end it tomorrow and the lights wouldn't even dim. What's more, I made it plain to him that because of the scientific peer-reviewed research that's come out in the last 2 years, that as long as Bank of America maintains any position in coal, as long as they finance companies like Alpha and Arch, that they are participating, based on this scientific peer-reviewed research, they are participating actively in the poisoning of our unborn, as well as creating a whole raft of cancers, heart disease, pulmonary disease, and all the other nightmare diseases that plague Central Appalachia. They were getting a very, very clear message that Bank of America needs to not just give lip service to not supporting mountaintop removal, but needs to get all the way out of the coal business. I feel like this was time well spent. I think maybe with enough pressure that they might actually do the right thing. I sure hope so, for the sake of everybody back home.
I'd like to see Bank of America do the right thing too, but they've got a hell of a long way to go. Bank of America has done a lot of truly awful things and made a lot of beefs on the street in the process. Here's what a veteran of the Iraq War who lives where coal is mined asked of Bank of America.
I'm Adam Hall. I'm from Glendaniel, West Virginia. I live in the extraction communities. I'm coming to Charlotte, North Carolina today to tell Bank of America to stop funding mountaintop removal coal. Start investing in renewable energy. Start investing in renewable light.
Here's another statement opposing Bank of America's continued support for mountaintop removal coal mining.
My name is Larry Gibson. I come from the mountains of West Virginia, Appalachia. I come here tomorrow. I'm going to be going into the stockholders meeting. You know, people make reference to the Appalachia extraction communities as a billion-dollar industry. But yet, throughout my state of West Virginia, we have the highest in poverty, the lowest in education, the highest in unemployment, and yet we're the third richest state in the whole United States, including Hawaii. Why is it that my people don't have the wealth? Why is it that only the people who come to do it to us has the wealth? You know, we have over $5 million of coal goes out my one haul every day, but my people don't get any share of it. They don't get nothing out of it. And I'm coming to the bank here because they're not financing. You know, I'm okay with making a profit. That's what I'm about, to try to keep my foundation afloat, to keep the mountains. But I'll tell you what I've never done. I stepped across the body for profit. I've never killed anybody or made anybody sick. And the profiteers of what they're doing is financing this thing called coal. Nah, you know, the price we pay of Appalachia, living in Appalachia, was too high. And they also say that we should, you know, us living on the mountains. Well, we wasn't discarded on the mountains. We chose to live on the mountains by ourselves. It was our own choosing. We don't need any help from anybody getting off. We need help staying on the mountains. So I appeal to the people who's going to see this tape to bring the pressure to bear on the Bank of America. You know, get them to change their policies, because one way or another, whether it's over profit or over the mining, they're going to still kill my people. And I won't ever give up as far as that goes until I stop them. I can't do it without by myself. You people who are going to be in this film, or who's going to see this film, you got to stay in this. Your dog in this is the future for your people behind you. That's your fight, that dog in the fight. Your dog in the fight is a future. You want to know what it is? Tell your kids to go look in the mirror tonight before they go to bed, and they'll see the future. Are they ready? I don't think so. Thank you.
Bank of America, thousands just showed you what they think of foreclosing on people's homes and then foreclosing on our whole planet with outrages like dirty coal and destroying whole community with things like mountaintop removal coal. Were you watching as protesters staged a symbolic boxing match between a suit and tie executive of your bank and a woman whose home you foreclosed on? You should have been, because you were defeated in that match. If Bank of America keeps begging for taxpayer money to fund huge executive pay packages, keeps throwing people out of their homes, and investing in destroying our good earth, next year the knockout might not be a symbolic one. After all those heavily armed riot cops, and as for that statement that this was an extraordinary event, which it most certainly was, and as for all those attempts those same cops are going to make to protect the Democratic National Convention this summer, here's what protesters have to say about that.
Two, it is delicious. Three, you know you want a pumpkin, eat it. Four, this is a donut. Two, it is delicious. Three, you know you want a pumpkin, eat it. Four, this is a donut. Two.